Nova 103.5, I have special studio guests with me, Auric Namibia. Auric is an international organization. They are now also in Namibia. Very exciting. I'm chatting today with Christa Swart and Pablo Fatidis. Does it make it easier if you structure it correctly for you to finally let go of your baby and to say, I'm out?
Well, you know, that's a trick question, because the problem is that once you make it a lot easier to manage and grow a business, all of a sudden you rediscover why you went into that business. And very often, most people who are looking to exit are looking to exit because the daily slog and grind has just become too much. It's become overwhelming. Yet we've got clients now. This is one fellow in the United States. He's 84 years old. He bought his business 59 years ago. He wanted to sell. He couldn't get his right price. He started to rebuild the business differently, and he's held on for an extra 15 years. And when I say to him, Chuck, why aren't you looking to get out? He says, A, I now love what I do again, but B, this is my life. Every Monday, I wake up with purpose, intent. I can give back through growing the business. I can give back through creating the employment that I do. And I'm not ready yet to give up my life. And my business is my life. I love what I do again. That wasn't the case about 4 or 5 years back.
Christo, that's quite inspiring, apart from being, making it possible to look to 84, 85 and go like, I've got something to do. But Christo, with all the challenges in our economy, and we know government drags its feet, policy takes forever to implement. What is the best mindset for a business owner to have and to hold?
Sure. I think that mindset that you're referring to is, firstly, that's the mindset determines the outcome, the way you look at these challenges. And to Pablo's point, you need to control what you can control and be able to differentiate to the items outside your control. I think speaking back to being an entrepreneur or a business owner, you need to be optimistic. You have to have a positive sense of things, but also a very, very realistic grasp on reality. And when you look and then touch back, and I want to kind of pivot back on what Pablo said, these businesses, the differentiation to these businesses going through these tremendous failure rates spanning into 5, 10, 15 years plus are businesses that have found that sweet spot between doing what they love, meaning what they draw energy from, also doing what they're great at, and also doing what the world needs. And when you find that sweet spot and you draw energy and clarity from that, that's the mindset that you need, and that's the reason you get up in the morning. And that's what businesses ultimately are. What drives evaluation is when you've got that sweet spot in balancing the stakeholders, meaning your society, partners, investors, your customers, as well as your employees. That sweet spot, the reason why you're doing that, that's what you need to get right every day and keep beating at that craft.
Pablo, just to come back to you, it's obvious that you and Christo both love what you do. And it's almost like you're living what you were talking about now. Why is it that you guys love what you do so much?
Well, you know, I think we need to celebrate the right values in society, because very often we get that wrong. And if you look at the values that really matter, I think courage is important. It takes courage to start a business, because most people started undercapitalized, underfunded. It takes creativity to do it differently, and creativity is a really positive attribute. It's a positive value. It helps you do things better in the future than you've done in the past. And then most importantly, to be able to build a business, it takes an enormous amount of care. It's a life of service. The fact that you're a business owner doesn't make you the boss, the big person in the business. It's a life of serving your customers, serving your suppliers, serving the state, serving your employees. And I think those are values that really should be celebrated. And I believe that most of that lies in privately owned businesses, because they have the courage, the creativity, and the care to create what they create, and through that, bring prosperity to any environment that they operate in. They're the ones we should be focused on, and they're the ones that we need to see succeed in order to inspire and motivate future entrepreneurs that do the same.
Christo, finally, there's an event coming up with Auric Namibia on the 18th, which I believe is this coming Wednesday. Tell us more.
Sure. I also want Pablo to jump in here. We're bringing in Pablo as our guest speaker. And it's specifically focused on your medium business owners, CEOs, business owners taking control of their destiny. And it's been going to be very focused on each business owner's business in its own sense, the challenges they're facing, the mindsets they need to live in and embody. But I'd definitely want to hear Pavlo's thought on that.
You know what, right around the environment at the moment, there are kind of four mixes that we're seeing when it comes to company growth. The first is there are business owners, established business owners who feel stuck. And you know you're stuck when you start to blame. And I understand the relief that a sense of blame can give you, but ultimately the buck still ends with you and lies with you. The next thing is stagnant growth. If you're in an environment where the economy is not moving or your industry is not moving, please believe me, there is growth there if you take a different view and build your business differently. The third area is chaotic growth, that whenever there is growth, you find yourself daily, weekly being drawn into the firefighting of everyday life. There's a better way to organize your business and therefore your life. And then the final one is where there's very complicated growth. If you think that I'm looking across Namibia, it's a small economy, I'm going to go into new markets, how do I get it right? There are ways to organize that. Don't stop growing, because the moment you stop growing, you're dying. And the moment you're dying as a business, you're eroding the 10, 20, 30 years of history and legacy you built. You need to continue growing. So get the formula right. And that means get to the event.
There we go. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Christo Swartz, Pavlo Fotidis, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.